With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary K. Hey everyone, it's Gary K, and I'm very, very, very excited to be joined with Mike Blackman. As you may know already, Mike Blackman is the architect behind the world's most important, really, I used to say biggest, but it is by default the biggest, but the most important trade show in the world, I think, in our industry, ISC. Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks, Gary. Back in Munich for a change, but back to Barcelona later this week. And wow, what a title, eh? Architect.
I mean, it really is. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, what's interesting is I was there in the very, along with you, there in the very beginning when the show was kind of idealized, you know, as like what this show could mean. And it really was focused on building an Infocom-ish type show in right. Europe. And it's become the global trade show for the AV markets. But it's become bigger than that. It used to be just residential AV and commercial AV. But now if you're in the live events market, you got to go to ISC. If you're in digital signage, you got to go to ISC. If you're looking at the emerging markets, even collaboration, the term collaboration board was coined at ISC. If you look at all the emerging markets, ISC has it. And then this year, you're going to have like a big important person, Brian Solis, is going to deliver the keynote for ISC 2025, I should say, early next year. First of all, my hat's off. He's done a phenomenal job.
We're really excited about that. And, you know, Gary, we're not trying to be the be-all of everything. We're just addressing what our market is looking for. We listen to our exhibitors to see what areas they think are important, which audiences that they think are important. And we also listen to the audience to understand, you know, the attendees. What do you want to see? What's important for you in your business? And we're trying to address trends. You know, our focus on ISE, we started off being very much a show which reflected what the industry was doing. And we set a long-term goal to, you know, in terms of thought leadership, to be the place where you find out where the industry is going to be in 5-10 years time, and help you not only where it's going to be, but actually help make those decisions about what it's going to be. So we're trying to up the ante on the sort of speakers we bring in, the themes we cover, just to make sure we're staying at the leading edge of this industry and identifying what everybody needs to see.
Well, you've done a phenomenal job, and you have. Your show is sort of a gathering of thought leaders, but it's also a gathering of industry finders. I mean, you have more end users coming to the show every single year. That's one of the biggest growing segments of the attendee base that you have. I expect that in 2025, that end users will become a bigger audience than it has been ever before, because people are sort of discovering how important ISE has become.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's a reflection of what, you know, the exhibitors want to see. Over the years, the exhibitors have actually said that they want to influence the end users. They want to have the corporate end users attending ISE. So they see the biggest showcase of what the AV industry is about.
And tell me about Brian Solis. What do you expect him to talk about? Because, I mean, that's a coup to get him as, and I've read all of his stuff, obviously, but it's a coup to get him to speak at the show.
Well, you know, AI has become such a theme in our industry, and how it's being implemented into hardware, but also the software tools, which are AI led, that are leading and affecting how our industry works. And we said, okay, we need to do some things to actually help people understand that AI can be a really good tool and not a danger. I mean, it's always the flip side as well. So we look to say, okay, who's the best person we can find to talk about AI? And Brian's name came up, and that's going to be, you know, the main part of his theme. But it's not only what Brian's going to be talking about with AI about us. I mean, he is one of the thought leaders, one of the futurists. But we're also going to have something new in the conferences now. Not only do we have the themed conferences, but we have parallel or horizontal tracks where if you say, I want to know more about AI, but I want to see it in all different aspects, in collaboration, in education, in residential, etc. You can pick and choose those blocks out the conferences to actually identify, you know, how you learn more about it.
Yeah, that'll make it easier for people to pick classes. And I would encourage all of you who are watching this. I mean, I know a lot of you who are watching this already have a plan to go to ISE, but anyone who's on the fence, not only is Barcelona a great location, phenomenal food, easy access to hotels, the train system to get you to the show is free thanks to the agreement that ISE has. But it is the show. It really has become the show that you need to go to because it's got a little bit for everyone and a lot for basically anyone that's in any segment of the market. So regardless of whether you're behind the scenes or in front, there's something there for you.
Absolutely. But what we tried to do with the show as well, when we launched ISE back in 2004, we said, let's mix everything up. But, you know, you could get around the show in half a day in those days. Now the show's become so big, even in 4 days, you can't get around it. So we started to sectionalize the show. We have one area which is residential, one for collaboration, one for education themes, one for live events. We have section for pro audio, for digital signage, for AV broadcast. So that actually helps our attendees to actually say, they can go to the place which is most important for them to see first and then decide what else they want to see in the show.
And I would highly encourage you to go to the educational classes. They're phenomenal. You can get certifications and credits from each of the associations that are part of this, in addition to some of the other partners that are out there. And by the way, we have a free code so if you're interested in, even if you're on the fence, use the code and join and to register for the show. It gives you into the show absolutely free for all 4 days. The code is RAVE. So all you have to do is go to iseurope.com or .org, either one. .org, and then iseurope.org. I'll put the links in the description here. Use RavePubs as your registration code. Mike, what is one, if you had to point to one thing that you're most excited about in 2025, what would be the one thing that I think that's exciting you the most?
I mean, we have so much at the show, it's hard to choose. I always love to see the creative side of AV. So, you know, we sponsor not only the mapping on Casabatio, but also the Yum Lighting Festival, amongst other things throughout the city. So you can actually come from Saturday until the following Saturday and have all things AV throughout that time. So one thing's exciting me this year, we have a new artist, Quayola. He's an Italian artist who's creating the mapping on Casabatio. For those of you who've been before, you know we sponsor the mapping on Casabatio for the last 3 years as a highlight for, you know, before ISE opens. So that's exciting me as well. The keynotes are exciting me. And, well, you know, we're looking towards all the new attendees, all the old attendees coming, and maybe, you know, some real... dignitaries who may be coming to the show.
Well, you've had the King of Spain. I don't know how much more dignitary than you can get than that. And he came walking through the show.
Wait and see.
I cannot wait. So we're going to do another video cast with Mike maybe a few weeks before the show, so that those of you who've registered for the show or are on the fence at the very end can register. But those who have already registered, you can sort of plot out where you should go and what direction. Because as Mike said, they've divided it up into different themes, I guess probably the best way to put it, so that you can kind of focus where your most important elements are, and then you can kind of wander around for the rest of your time. So we're going to do that closer to the show. But in the meantime, I want to – go ahead, Mike.
One thing I can tell you, for those who've been before, the show is already today 20% larger than it was for this year. So it's already bigger, and they're going to set
another – it's already going to be a bigger show. So you got to plan accordingly. You can't go to the show for one day. You got to go for the show for multiple days. And it isn't like a normal trade show where the last day is dead. It is not like that at all. The last day doesn't look like the last day at any other show. It might be, I would venture the second day is the busiest, but the fourth day does not look much different.
Yeah. Day two and three are our busiest days, but we have on our last day even more people in total than we had the entire show in 2015. So, you know, this gives you an idea of scale. And even our last day is bigger than most shows in the AV industry.
Yeah.
So it's still quite busy.
And it always capture a tremendous amount of video there. Last year, we did around 2,000 videos on the show floor. And over that 4 days, we'll do at least that many this year. We're very excited about this show. And we really appreciate the ability to be part of your coverage of the show. So click on the links below, use our code, and we'll come back to you in January with some more details and sort of more intimacy about the show itself and do a longer video cast if you'll do it with me, Mike.
Absolutely, Gary. You know, I love to come on screen with you and love to see you at the show. Looking forward to seeing you there again.
Me too. Same. Thanks for everything you've done, not just for the show, Mike, but for the industry in total. I think that your contributions to the industry in the last two decades have been phenomenal, and it's been great relationship to get to know you, but also to see your team just blow it out of the water every single year, even in the toughest years, do some amazing stuff. So thank you very much for all you've done.
On behalf of the whole team, I mean, we all enjoy what we do. We all strive every year to make it even better and make it the best. And this year is going to be even better than any other.
Well, ISE, or IS Europe is the easy way to put it, .org. Use the code RavePubs. And, of course, all of our coverage is at RavePubs.com/ISE. If you want to go look at what we did last year, it's all right there. You can check it out now. And, hey, thanks, Mike. You have a great day. Go to dinner, because I know it's late there where you are. Go to dinner, and thank you for joining me, everyone. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you, Gary.